Today I'm talking to Councillor Gareth Roberts, who's leader of Richmond Council. So welcome to Radio Jackie, Gareth.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We're going to be talking about your concerns regarding the government's devolution bill, which could hand new powers to City Hall over licensing. The bill has a big name, actually. It's the English Devolution and Community Empowerment Act, and it passed in April in this year in 2026. There's a proposal that Sadiq Khan can call in licensing applications in areas of strategic importance. Have these areas been defined?
No, not yet. And the problem that we have is that they call it the Devolution Bill and Community Empowerment. And this is the exact opposite of devolution and community empowerment. It's actually taking powers away from councils and giving them up the ladder to the mayor, which is completely the opposite of what they have in mind.
Yeah. Can you comment on his statement that the Licensing Act 2003 fails to prioritise nighttime activity or small businesses with cumbersome licensing conditions and reviews?
Well, that's his opinion. However, we have a very good licensing regime in Richmond. It's flexible. We use powers where we need to. We don't just have this blanket approach of saying no to everything. This sort of Paisleyite no can never happen. But we take every case on its merits. And because we know the local area, we know the local residents, we know what's best for our local area. Whereas the mayor, having this huge London-wide portfolio, really can't understand the nuances of particular applications.
Yeah, but that goes on to my next question. Do you feel that people will have less control over their local environments if the mayor's making these decisions?
Yeah, absolutely, they will. And I can see, I mean, I saw a tweet from the mayor yesterday where there was a residents group in Soho, which gets funded by Westminster City Council, that said that they were going to oppose every new license and every extended license, which does feel a bit much, to be honest. And this is where the problem comes when you have people that are going to set themselves up as organizations that are just going to have a blanket opposition rather than the nuanced approach which local councils can use, listening to all the voices, listening to all of the arguments, weighing things on their merits, rather than either, as I say, this blanket ban, or what the mayor, I worry, is going to do is just going to say yes to everything simply because he is desperate to kickstart the nighttime economy, which is a good thing. We are looking to do that ourselves in Richmond across the borough.
Yeah. Do you think he's got the manpower to review all these licensing applications?
No, I mean, I imagine that he will be looking at largely strategic applications. So for Richmond, for example, we'd be looking at something like the rugby stadium. But we're handling that quite well on our own. We've got a really good relationship with the RFU. We know what the pressures are on local residents, and we can handle it. We just don't need this interference from the mayor. We have him interfering in planning, and it has held up delivery of housing for nearly the best part of a decade. And now we just don't want him interfering with other things because, frankly, he doesn't know the entire picture.
Yeah, planning is on the list of another thing that he can get involved in, can't he? Yeah.
It is, yes.
So currently, licensing applications are made by residents. They appear before their local council licensing subcommittee. How are you going to deal with licensing applications or decisions by yourselves that have been overruled by the mayor?
Well, if the mayor overrules them, then he has got supreme power. I mean, pe people think we have a democratic mayor. We have an elected emperor once every 4 years. He can pretty much do what he likes for those 4 years. So if the mayor overrules us, then the only way forward on that is to go to judicial review, or if it's a license planning matter, then it will be a public inquiry, as happened with the Stag Brewery just a year or so ago.
Yeah.
So if the mayor says no, the mayor says no. Or if the mayor says yes, of course, the mayor says yes, and that's the same problem.
Do you envisage delays as well as applications are possibly bounced back and forth, which would surely harm new applicants?
Yeah, absolutely, because we can be quite fleet of foot as a council. If we see something that needs doing, obviously we need to work within the statutory timelines, but if something needs doing, then we can move quickly. Whereas you find planning applications go to City Hall and it's months before you hear anything from them. So yes, it could lead to further delays.
Yeah. I mean, he said the reason for the devolution is. Can you comment on the idea that the reason for this devolution is a way of increasing consistency of licensing across London? We're talking about 32 London boroughs. They're all unique in themselves, they're all very different. You can't have a consistency of licensing across all, can you?
No, I mean, taking Richmond out of this entirely, but the idea that Westminster, for example, with Soho, the West End, all of that, is going to have the same needs and requirements as Havering just doesn't add up. There is a reason why there are 32 London boroughs in the city, and there is a reason why they all have their individual powers and their own remit and oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, I can't think of the word, but they've been given the mandate. That's the word I was looking for. They've
The
been given the mandate
mandate.
by the people, and they know what's best for their local patch. The mayor hasn't had licensing powers for 25 years. There was a reason why, when the London Assembly was first put in place along with the mayor, that he wasn't given licensing powers, and it was because they're best decided at a local level.
So when is this all going to kick in? Obviously, you've got people appearing before your subcommittee at the moment for licensing. That's going to go through. What's the timescale of this interference if it's going to occur?
I imagine that it will be coming along sooner rather than later. I don't have a definitive timeline. The government is that rushed through a whole load of legislation just towards the end of the dissolution of Parliament, and so we're now just waiting for the not dissolution, but the when they went on recess. So we're just waiting to get the final details, but we will try to work as constructively with the mayor as we possibly can, and we hope that he will reciprocate.
It's a difficult one, isn't it? Do you think this is a dangerous precedent to set, considering the mayor's change, government's change? It's not really very democratic if licensing decisions continue to be are made by City Hall rather than local councils. You are an elected body. You've been elected by your community for the work you do. It's not very
Absolutely.
democratic, is it?
No, I don't believe it is. And there is a danger here, which you've just rightly identified, is at the moment we have a sort of a left of centre mayor, and but we are seeing the rise of more extreme parties. And there is nothing to say that in four, well, 2 years' time is when the next mayoral election is, but 2, 6, 10 years' time, we may have a far more extreme mayor who will be behind is quite, very heavy executive powers to wield as they wish, and the barometer could swing back entirely the other way, and there's very little that could be done. So once to use lots of metaphors, once that genie is out of the bottle, once that toothpaste out of the tube, damn difficult to put it back in.
It is indeed. Well, I think that's it for now. Obviously, keep in touch with us about how things go on. Anyway, thank you again for coming on
Yeah,
back onto Radio
anytime you
Jackie.
want me back on, just give me a shout.
Thank you, Gareth. Have a good
Take
day.
care.
Thank you.
And you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A spokesperson for the Mayor of London said the Mayor wants London's nightlife to thrive, and the good news is that his new licensing powers from government will begin to come into force this summer. For the first time ever, City Hall will have a real say and be able to make formal representations on licensing decisions in all local authorities across the capital. Then, later in the year, subject to legislation, the GLA will be able to call in decisions made by the boroughs. Earlier this year, the Mayor set out bold new proposals to support London's hospitality and nightlife industries. At the centre of this is a London-wide strategic licensing policy. By creating a more unified and consistent licensing system that works for businesses, boroughs and Londoners, analysis shows we could boost the capital's economy by £2 million. These proposals, coupled with new powers, will help protect venues, unlock more outdoor dining and culture, and allow the capital's nightlife to flourish as we build a better London for all.